We'll do something short because we're starting a bit late. Today yesterday we did overarching themes. Today we'll do a very small detail. But sometimes with the small details, we don't even, realize that there's a machloket about it. We take it for given what something is. The parsha opens up. The drama starts amazingly with the story of the Ketonet Pasid, that Yaakov shows favoritism to Yosef, which is obviously a very big question, which is why he does that, by giving him a Ketonet Pasid. Good. What is a Ketonet Pasim? So who says it, right? What, right? You probably have heard that it is a multicolored coat. That's what the Broadway play was called, right? Joseph and the amazing technical dream coat. There we go. Very good, right? So Rashi, right? We all basically follow Rashi, right? Where Rashi says, there we go. Right, pasim, lashon klei milat kmo karpas utchelet ukmo k'tona pasim d'tamar v'am. Oh no, right? Different colors, karpas, utchelet, right? Now, even Rashi has multiple positions, right? Rashi has a pshat position, which is that it means colorful, right? One of multi colors. Then he has a drash position. What's his drash position? No, so he says midrash agada, right? Midrashically al shem tsarotav. It was the coat that led to his travails, right? And therefore, it is Rashi Tevot, right? No, it's his coat which leads to his whole problems, right? And therefore, according to Rashi's second position from the Midrash, it is Rashi Tevot. Pasim stands for, Pei stands for Potiphar, Samach stands for Socharim, right? The merchants. Yud stands for Yishmaelim, and Mem for the Midanim, right? No, not necessarily. I mean, they could work together, right? But what does pasim mean? So his first position is that it's multicolored. The second one, it's unclear, right? Meaning it could be that Rashi thinks, according to everybody, it's multicolored. And then the question is, why call it pasim rather than, savua or something, right? And the answer is because it has a double meaning. Or he could say, no, maybe it was a single-colored coat, right? And pasim just means that it was the coat that led to all his problems, namely that it brought him to Potiphar, Socharim, Yishmaelim, Midanim. Now, there are other people who think this, right? But this is not the only position. So, for example, the Ibn Ezra, right? Ibn Ezra says, right, what does Pasim mean? Right, so Ibn Ezra just says, right, like I said, this is a small detail, but it's the type of thing that we don't even realize. Machloket, right? Ibn Ezra says, "Ktonet mirukemet." It's woven. It's embroidered. Embroidered is a better word, probably. Right? That's it. Meaning, it's not about it being colorful. Right? It was exquisitely done. Right? It's not about colors. Right? It's about it being embroidered. Rabbi Yehuda ibn Bil'am, if you look, right, for example, says both. "Ktonet pasim yeshet yergem ota rikuma." Some say it means embroidered. "V'yesh omrim shehi aita tzvua." Right? And some say that it was colored, right? Now, obviously the question is, right, what is the point of this, right? So it could be that it's just about favoritism, right? That it's his most beloved son. Others, right, say that it's more than that. So for example, the Sfarno says, no, whatever it is, he gave it to him, lo'ochi yehu aman hig b'baydu basadeh. It was a symbol, not necessarily how much he loved him, but of status, right? Exactly. That he was going to be the leader of the family in the house. And, right, now, of course, right, you can add other things. So, for example, the tour in his Perashat Katzar, right, says, right, first quotes Rashi's position of the Midrash, namely that it's Potiphar Socharim Yishmaelim Midanim. But he also says, Olev ki gematria kates. It has the same gematria as kates of the end. Ramazlo sha'al yado yirdula Mitzrayim vishtavdu banav. It was a symbol that his children were going to end up in Mitzrayim. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu yichzar minan kates ben hashibud. And then God would take away 190 years from the gematria of kates from the suffering. Davar acher, pasim lashon pasu tamu shayado mate kodem lachev. Or it's a symbol that, right, pasu tamu, he died, meaning he died early, right? Or pasim shegaram piusim beino levein achav. Or in the end of the day, it created, right? The resolution of the end, or pasim bigamatria pas yad lo. Right, but my main point here was just to note that, right, this is one of those things where we all assume that we know what it means because we grow up on one, and it might not make much of a difference, right? It might not make of a difference, but, right? Right, but it's interesting to know that we don't necessarily understand it, and you know, at some level, right. And again, there are others, right? So like Bechor Shor, like as it takes the position, pasim lashon piusim k'donet na'ek de'lefaiso. He gave it to him. Pasim means, why did he give it to him? It's not about its color or its embroidery. He gave it to him in order to make him feel better, right? Right? Piusim, right? To make him feel good, right? K'donet pasim. He gave him a tunic, a coat, to make him feel good, right? What? Because because he was his beloved son, because maybe there was already pre-existing tensions between him and his brothers, right? Who knows, right?
If you say that Yaakov knew that Yosef was going to like have his children being dying, then how can you say that Yaakov wouldn't have known that Yosef hadn't died?
No, because the fact that they would end up in Galut was already known, right? That was told to Avram, right? It's not about Nevuah; it's about, right, the tradition from Avram, from Brit of Enuterim. No, Yaakov's sons, like Yaakov's sons, Kolel Yosef, right? That Skenim Sev Skton Pasim just means Sivot Pas Yado, right? It just means that which is going to go around his arm, right? His hand. Right, that's all it means, right? Like a fancy coat that goes around his arm, right? So you have, just in pshat, right, you have all these different possibilities. It's a colored coat, it's an embroidered coat, right? It's a coat that goes on his arm, right? Or it's a coat that's meant to make him feel good, right? Or it's a symbolic coat, right, that symbolizes either the travails Yaakov's family is going to go through, or specifically Yosef is going to go through, right? And then you've got to ask the question, and what's its purpose? Is it just to show favoritism? Is it to make him feel good, right? Which then would overlap what the word pasim means with the actual meaning, with the actual purpose of it. Or is it a symbol that he's making him the leader, right? Which obviously would explain a lot of the tension with his brothers. But again, the main point is just to realize this is something that we take for granted. And sometimes even the small details here, you have to go back. They may or may not make a difference. As we saw, some of these perushim really do make a difference, right? The ones that see pasim as not a physical description, but as a description of the purpose. But even those that have a physical description, it may not matter, right? But it's important sometimes just to be precise in what we're talking about and understand that, right, there are different positions, and the way we remember the story in our minds, right, may not be the only possibility. Okay.